Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Okay, so on with the show here at the Ploughing 2025. And Laura Tully is here all the way from County Roscommon and fresh from the Department of Agriculture tent. Is there anywhere more exciting? You were moving in political circles this morning. What were you doing, Laura?
We were launching the Fit Farmers this morning, and delighted to join you now and tell you about it.
Yeah, Fit Farmers. Okay, here's me thinking, if I think of farmers, I would think that naturally farmers might be healthier than the rest of us because it's an outdoor life. You're lifting things, you're dragging things, you're jumping in and out of tractors. What is the state generally, in your opinion, of the health of farming in Ireland?
Yeah, so you would think that. Unfortunately, not just my opinion, but we have an evidence base to show that farmers have a poor health profile in Ireland. So I'm sorry to all the farmers sitting there. The creds are not good in terms of your cardiovascular health, often not eating the right foods, not managing the stress very well, and not taking time for themselves to prioritise their own health and well-being because of the demands of their occupation. So I'm a nurse myself, and I took that information and what I was seeing in practice.
Okay, so you're working away with your in the GP practice, and you're seeing members of the farming community.
I was seeing
farmers
coming in too late, often when a problem had gotten too far down the line to be prevented.
Yeah.
And we were probably just, you know, dishing out tablets and medication, not having time to educate them. So I always felt strongly about getting in there early to maybe do a little bit of prevention work.
But how open did you find farmers are generally in the early days when you're saying, look, you're going to have to make some lifestyle changes? Are they a tougher nut to crack?
They were. They were very tough to crack. I started my first program in 2019, and I had to really cajole and persuade farmers to come. And I won't say that there wasn't a basket of cocktail sausages at the meeting to just let me get
in. Isn't that counterproductive?
I had to get my foot in the door and win them over.
Okay.
But when I did from that first group, I actually have a waiting list for farmers to join the program. So what farmers are very good at doing is if they like something, no more than a piece of machinery or a tool, they'll recommend it to others, and the word of mouth has spread, and we're delighted to be where we are today with it.
So what tools are they connecting with then? What were the magic crumbs that you left for them to bring out
to meet them where they are in their local community.
Okay, so you're not asking them to take loads of time out from the farm.
Go out of their comfort zone. I'm not asking them really to do anything other than turn up, wellies and all, if they want. And they're doing it with their peers. So they're doing it with other farmers from their community. So that sense of teamwork and camaraderieship is very important. It's a community. And I'm going in then for 2 hours in their local hall, and we're doing workshops and workouts, educating them around all the things they want to know about, and we're having a bit of crack. And after 6 weeks, there's remarkable improvements.
So what preconceptions do you think that you have to kind of break down or help them remove? I know, you know, I work in the space of mindfulness, and I know people have ideas in their heads. Sure, I'm not, you know, not meditating. That's sitting, you know, with my legs crossed, you know, on the top of a mountain. And once you explain, no, you don't have to do it like that.
Exactly.
What are the preconceptions?
So some of the things I would do is say to everybody that, you know, it's simple and practical, something that you can blend in to your everyday habits.
What would that be?
So, for example, that could be while the kettle is boiling, doing your exercises on the at the kitchen counter, strengthening up your lower limb strength. It could be just taking a half an hour away from the farm for a walk. Outside of your work, I might say to the farmers, there's 168 hours in the week. We could all squeeze out a little bit of time for ourselves in that. And then I suppose, Dermot, I'm giving them practical advice around the diet, around the nutrition, and even with the mindfulness. Because farmers are so well placed to be out in nature. It's just to pause for a minute, listen to the sound of the birds, see the colour of the trees, feel the ground under you,
and
feel the muck under your feet today.
Appreciate the beautiful countryside that they're lucky enough to work in. Where can people find you here at the Ploughing, and generally
all
if they want to get
place.
Interested?
I'll be up in the Farmer's Journal now from 11:30 for a health panel, but we'll be bobbing around all of the stands. We're looking forward to meeting loads of farmers. This is a big social occasion, and it's about us
and
all.
Is there a website people can go to?
Fitfarmers.ie.
You heard it here. A round of applause for Laura. Thanks a million. Coming up in a couple of minutes, Alan Quinlan and Davey Fitzgerald.